Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua, it's our Tua,
Tua,
Tua, Tua, Tua, Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell, Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Dolphins getting ready for the New England Patriots. Odell Beckham Jr. fully practicing yesterday. Although it was a walkthrough, he is expected to fully practice today. They'll get a sense of his play and see if he's going to be good to go. He has opened his window off the IR, so that's good news. Hopefully, he can help there. Kane's getting ready for Cal this week. We got a game day, college game day, 10:30 kickoff from the West Coast. So that should be a fun one. We also got UFC this weekend going on at the same time. I'm going to enjoy that for sure. MLB playoffs, Leroy. A lot of sweeps in the wild card round. The Astros, they finally bounced, Leroy. Get those bastards out of here.
Quickly, I might add.
Tigers, they win 5-2. Royals beat the Orioles 2-1. They're moving on. Padres beat the Bravos 5-4. The only
what makes you feel better? The Braves out or Houston out?
Braves, they can go to hell. Yeah, I don't have a lot of quibbles with Houston. You know, if you wanted to ask like who's my ire going to be drawn to, the Braves or Houston? It's Braves by a long shot. Yeah, Braves, Mets, Phillies, they all can go to hell. Today we'll have Game 3, Mets Brewers. That gets going tonight at 7 o'clock. Of course, the winner will move on, and the divisional rounds will start up on Saturday. Got Detroit and Cleveland 108 on Saturday.
Is baseball the shortest postseason?
Longest season, shortest postseason.
Right, it's pretty quick, right?
Yeah, done by.
You can play like.
Yeah, they're gonna be done by the end, by Halloween, basically.
Isn't that like wrong though? Like, for a sport that is kind of boring. Wouldn't you want like the most exciting part of your season to be longer than a month?
Of course.
It's like 8 months of meh.
Yeah, here's how it is with baseball. And I find myself doing this a lot. If you got to wait too long to see the series you want to see, you just won't watch baseball. It's not like that with other sports. Right? You don't say that about football if there's a 2 week break. You know?
Yeah.
And so from that standpoint, I think having baseball every night and everything flowing gives you a chance to follow it more instead of big breaks. I sometimes hate when basketball does that. Basketball does that too. Sometimes they get 3 or 4 day breaks.
First round, second round, yeah, for sure.
Right. If you were interested in that team and you can't figure out when the hell they're playing next, you just might lose interest in basketball if it's not your team.
This was tweeted yesterday. Take it for what it's worth. But Chad Ochocinco, he tweeted, I'm fighting James Harrison in an exhibition MMA format 3-round bout in New Orleans before the Super Bowl. I'm so excited.
I would like to ask.
What?
Why? James Harrison is not in your weight class. He's nowhere near your weight class. And he's a monster.
That being said, does he train to fight? I mean, we know that Ocho, you know, he boxes.
Okay. There is no punch.
But here.
On James Harrison.
It's almost like a middleweight fighting a heavyweight.
Yes.
So you're just going to walk through that.
Well, I don't know. If you tire him out, you got to tire him out. I don't know what.
I don't see James Harrison doing the booty up.
Well, I mean, he's a monster.
My point.
He's a monster. We've never seen him fight, but he could get tired.
You think he's gonna go in there and just swing in like they? Like, can I just tell you, amateur boxers do have a tendency to do that. The bell rings and they go crazy, and then only 30 seconds is gone in the first round.
And they're exhausted.
And they realize, oh, no.
They're exhausted. And he is, like, his weightlifting drills when you see him. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's insane.
Like, Ocho eating big McDonald's.
Yeah, but Ocho does, he does a lot of in the gym. It's boxing. It's not MMA.
Dude, listen to me. They have weight classes for a reason.
What does Ocho go at? Where is he at right now?
190 tops?
Sheesh.
Like, yeah.
Steven says James Harrison stayed in shape but got bigger. Let's see what he's saying. I wonder if he is fighting. Let me see. Maybe we can go to his Instagram. Maybe he's got some fighting clips up.
His whole career was a fight.
What?
Right. Every time he went out there, like, he was ready
to play. Do you understand the type of individual to play on the end of the line of scrimmage versus a wide receiver? I don't care how skilled the wide receiver is.
So you're just saying he's just built different
built different, dude.
Right.
His neck, too, like, part of being able to absorb a hit is good neck power.
He don't have no neck.
His
head just sit right up on them traps.
I have a better feeling that Chad will hurt his hand more than he'll hurt James Harrison.
Right now I'm looking at James Harrison. I forgot that he's in a wrestling show.
Is he?
A pro wrestling show. Yeah, it's Heels. He's one of the characters in that.
Makes sense, right?
Oh, yeah.
That is the guy who Ocho Cinco thinks he can take.
Now I'm seeing a video of him with a dog who's very menacing looking, which of course James Harrison would have.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Of course.
He usually posts these like
I don't see him in any MMA training though.
Okay. Oh, they doing MMA.
He's walking a full size horse and the horse looks like a pony.
875 pounds he's squatting in the
Oh, Jesus.
So wait, question. Are they doing MMA or boxing?
It says MMA.
Oh my goodness. So that
so he can grab.
What? So that means that he
could just spear him.
Here. This is what it's gonna look
what
like.
What are you talking about?
Come here, Chad.
He's gonna just
that's what it's gonna look like.
He's pushing a sled of 1,000 pounds right now. Over 1,000 pounds on this.
That was yesterday.
This is like
hey,
ESPN.
Wait, yeah, y'all remember the video when Ocho tried to knock Ray Lewis down?
Oh yeah.
And Ray Lewis wasn't even looking.
That did not work out for him.
Right.
Well, he's gonna have to be on his bicycle for sure. He's gonna have to stick and move.
Rich.
Are you really giving him a shot? Like you?
I don't know if James Harrison can fight.
But okay,
they don't have to fight. He can just jump on him.
You know bodies though, like you know.
And then wait, you say Ocho Cinco's a boxer?
Hmm.
But I would say James Harrison's more of a wrestler.
Well, he could just grab him.
Right.
And that's gonna be a problem for Ocho.
Just box him.
Well, I think James Harrison's probably like I can't beat you in boxing.
Look, there's a lot of boxers. Who just say, I'll just box. And then they get kicked in the teeth.
It's funny you mention that, Leroy. Because we have a story of that. Familiar with Conor McGregor?
Oh.
Yes.
Conor McGregor, he revealed something. He said that he has been in talks with Turki Alashik, who is infiltrated from himself into the fight game, given a lot of Saudi money to...
Is his name actually Turki?
Yeah.
Turki.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a name or a title, but that's what they refer to him as.
Oh, okay.
Just for clarity's sake.
I'll take it.
But this was Conor McGregor and him saying that he's trying to set up an MMA match, two-fight match, MMA, one in MMA, one in boxing, with Terrence Bud Crawford.
Crawford is very slick. He also has a wrestling pedigree. So you know they're always talking to me about belts. I've already boxed a boxer. You want me to box a boxer? MMA is me. You know what I mean? I'm the most generated. I generate the most. So we're talking back and forth. It's like a two-fight deal. He rings up Crawford in front of me the day after the fight. I said, Crawford, gets on the phone. I said, Crawford, they're talking to me here about you and me. A two-fight deal, MMA, first, boxing, second. I said, I know you have an extensive background and balls the size of a Bengali tiger. They're asking for a fight. It's going to be hundreds of millions on the line. What's up? And he goes, I don't want to take a kick. I don't fancy taking a kick off Conor McGregor, he said. So you got to respect that.
Okay. All right. So Terrence Crawford said he turned it down because he didn't want to take a kick, which, by the way, as a boxer, smart.
No,
right.
Smart.
Right. You looking at hands, and then all of a sudden, a leg come up and hit you on the side of the head. You're like, where'd that come from? Who did that?
Also, the first fight being in MMA, too, before he goes over to boxing.
Right, so he won't be able to box.
So Terrence Crawford, he explains why he turned down the Conor McGregor fight. Here was Terrence Crawford.
I heard that Turki offered you a two-fight deal to fight Conor McGregor, one in the ring and one in the octagon. Is that true? Is that true? But you going to fight Conor McGregor, dude?
I told Conor to himself. I said, hell no.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, me and Conor, they called me. You know what I mean? They called. They offered me to fight. And me and Conor got on the phone, and we started politicking, you know, trying to figure something out. And I just told him, man, I'm not getting in no octagon with you so you can be kicking me and elbowing me and And so he get the laughing and shit. He like, man, I respect that.
Yeah.
He was like, man, because you respect my sport just like I respect your sport. And you understand that if you get in the octagon with me, you're going to be at a disadvantage.
Yes.
Just like if I get in the boxing ring with you, I'm going to be at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
He was like, but we'll make us
shit out of money.
I said, yeah, sometimes it ain't about the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can make money.
Yeah.
You ain't about to be kicking me, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Them kicks and elbows, man, that ain't no joke.
Wow.
Hey,
Great job.
Minus one.
Why?
Whoa!
You know why.
Minus one.
You know why. That. I saw them eyes. Ooh, one got through.
My bad.
So, look, and you know what I appreciate about this? Is that Connor didn't keep talking trash to him. He respected the man and say, you know what? I think Connor has a problem when people don't respect his sport and say it wouldn't be no big deal. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so let's run it back. So Ocho is a boxer.
Yep.
So he don't know nothing about that octagon.
No.
So.
But I don't know if James Harrison does either.
Hey, so we got a guy eating McDonald's that's going to get in the ring with a guy squatting 1,000.
Well, I mean, Ocho's in good shape. He's not.
He can be in excellent shape. How much Ocho weigh? 190?
Doesn't look like very much.
Right. Now, so.
It looks like James Harris. If I didn't know Ocho boxed.
If James Harris had to make Ocho's weight, he would have to cut off a leg.
Yes.
Right.
And
do you
yes.
understand just the sheer weight difference? It's going to mean Ocho's in the ring with somebody he can't hurt?
He's going to have to get him tired.
Or you're going to have to kick him in the side of the head.
Yes.
And you can't, listen, you can't just kick folks, right? There's a skill to it.
Of course.
As everybody has told me. You can't just go up there and kick.
Unless he's got
here's what I picture. He's been practicing this kicking game. He go up there and kick. And old James catch that leg. And everybody go, uh-oh. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it ain't coming like when we watch guys get kicked in the head, these are professionals. And they done been doing it their whole life. When they get kicked in the head, it comes as a shock to everybody except the people watching.
Who's that Cuban guy?
Yoel Romero?
That's what I imagine he's going to be like. Like, a physical just specimen
look at
in there.
What? Look at that. You know what he got? You know what that is? Ocho on the left, Ocho on the right. He's lifting two Ochos right now. It just with the chains.
Guy's so strong, he's got to put accessories onto his weights.
Right. Crazy, bro. Right. Like, come on. Like, really? There ain't going to be a weight. Like, you know he go. And can I just say this?
I mean, Ocho did get knocked down by a bare knuckle fighter with like a 1-4 record.
No, he didn't, dude. Come on.
What?
There's a lot of ways to get knocked out. Not going.
He didn't get knocked out. He got knocked down.
He might as well have been knocked out. I'm just saying. Like, sometimes when your fall is ugly, just stay down. Stay down, champ. Stay down. Stay down. And see, here's the problem. His boys was ringside laughing.
Oh, yeah.
So they like your boy got knocked out. He had to get knocked out like that, though. Woo! They laughing at him. So, look, kudos for trying. I appreciate it. He might get, you know, they're going to get some money from it or whatever. But that's not, as a person who had to play against James Harrison, let me just say, no. Okay? No.
Hmm.
Like, that's not a game I want to play. I don't care how old they are. And James Harrison, is he younger than T.O.?
James Harrison?
Yeah.
Let's see. How old is James Harrison at this moment?
You sure he wasn't talking about Marvin Harris?
He's 46.
Ooh, that'd be a fight right there, him and Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison?
Yeah.
They're in the same weight class.
Rodney Harrison, maybe? Like somewhere.
Yeah, you think you sure he said James?
They're both 46.
Both 46? One's a different 46, though. You would admit. Dude, come on. Like, Ocho owns a cat, and he walking a horse.
I feel like James Harrison could start for the Dolphins this weekend if he wanted to.
Is he available right, by any chance?
Look.
Yep.
Look.
We were there.
You got to do.
You were there?
Yeah, that was at a Hard Rock.
Oh, nice.
That was the, hey, was that the, that was Logan Paul versus Floyd?
Yeah, look at him. Look at him.
Yeah.
And he's standing over. You ain't got to hold him back. Like, come on. This ain't for the heavyweight championship of the world. Like, you think you're going to go hit him again? Nah. Look at that. Go back to the previous picture. Yeah? Now go back. There. That's what we're dealing with. Right? This Drago versus Rocky. The first one.
Hmm.
What are we doing?
And he gave him the ability to, like, hold him? Like, he didn't choose boxing? This is just crazy.
Hey,
Chad must know something we don't.
So here's what I'm thinking. Because I would say James is learning something just being around these guys. Hmm. You see what I'm saying? He might even be training with them. So he's learning something. What Chad, he like the guy that hits the bags at LA Fitness?
No, he trains. Well, when it was open, he was training at Tropical Park. I don't know where he trains now, but he used to train at the Muhammad Ali with.
But I'm saying MMA in there too?
No, just boxing.
Okay. Dude, like, what?
6'1", 192, according to Wikipedia on Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah, 190.
James Harrison, 6'2", 242.
240? Guess what? You realize that means he's lost weight.
Hmm.
So now he's... They're both heavyweights.
Yep.
Goodness. Dude. Now, I will say this. Chad in that picture, I don't know whether it's because he doing a forced push-up to get up off the canvas, but he looked like he a little ripped. So I'm not going to say he ain't in shape. Right?
No,
but if James Harris got in that same pose, you'd be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, Chad, don't do it.
No, I definitely see some pictures of Chad that, like, he has a better-looking body. But in regards to, like, that...
Just, James
that
Harrison?
Yeah, like, watch. I'm going to show you now. He's shredded. Chad is shredded. But there's just something about the strength.
But being 6'1 and 190, you should be shredded.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You know somebody that's 6'1, 190 that look fat? He ain't 6'9. He's 6'1, 190.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
James
saying.
Harrison's a TV star now. He's looking pretty good, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. God,
I haven't seen him in the new heel stuff, but from this weigh-in photo, look, you know, Chad's got something going
on. That's what 6'1, 190 looks like, dude. And he does take care of his body. I'm not even saying that. I'm not saying he's not in shape. Now, if James Harrison got in that same pose, we'd all be saying, why, Chad? Why? I promise you. Dude, I played against this guy. I'm telling you. He is a monster.
He looks big, dude. He looks
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, man.
Look at that. Hey.
Oh, no.
His arms look like the same size as Chad's legs.
That weight that he has in his hand, too, looks like disrespectful.
I bench press with that. He's lifting it with one arm. With a barbed wire tattoo. Like, y'all playing.
A barbed wire tattoo does make it more menacing.
You know what he look at that? He said, he doesn't even tell you what he thinking. Chad want to fight. Like, come on. You know what he could do? He say, Chad, come over here, sit on this arm. And just start curling Chad. Like, yeah, what's up?
J-Fig goes, barbed wire tattoo. That's tough.
That's tough.
That's tough.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, so, yeah. Come on, man. What are we doing?
Take a break.
What are we doing? If you have a heavyweight fight and one guy's 50 pounds over the other guy, then one guy's fat. Right? They don't look like that 50 pounds away.
Take a break. Back up.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Leroy has gone off to do Cleveland things for a few minutes, so just you and me, old frog boy.
Flirting with the enemy, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you know, doing really this thing. But since he's not here, let's get some liners out of the way.
All right.
You know, because we got to let you guys know, you guys can join the WQM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, October 9th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series, a nice Drew Estate cigar, and sports talk with the WQM on-air staff. Must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Official partner, the main man. There's no way better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to www.themainman.com. And sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call them today, 866-FAIR-FEE. So that'll come up next Wednesday, less than a week away from Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Hopefully everybody can make it on out. We got a very exciting week next week. I mean, this is, you know, football's back, which is great, but it's also been miserable.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't, what are we going to do here today? You know, it's like people, every day you guys want me to come in here and bitch about Mike McDaniel being unable to put up any points. I will say, Tyreek Hill, I was thinking about this yesterday, Marcos, and Tyreek Hill doing the trolling, right? It's very cute when you're doing that when you're a good team and you're putting up record numbers and who's going to tell the cheetah what to do and whatnot. And I get it. He likes to have fun on social media. But time and place, dude. Like, to be honest with you,
yeah,
I don't think yesterday was the day for him to get all cute with the trade rumors.
Okay, but you're contradicting yourself right now.
Mm-hmm.
You say tradition is tradition.
Yep.
Turnover change should be happening whether the team is 1-10 or 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill is just being Tyreek Hill, whether or not, you know, it's a 1-4 team or 4-1.
But everybody has said with Tyreek Hill that he in Miami has taken a leadership role, that he's looked upon to be a face of the franchise, a leader guy. And so he goes, woke up to trade news, exciting. And it's like, all right, you know, first off, I know that he was just referring to the Davante Adams stuff. You know that he was just referring to Davante, but just to kind of let it simmer. And then he lets it simmer for a few hours. And then he's like, you know, I love trolling you nutcases. It's like, great. Congratulations, Tyreek. I'm glad that you had a fun chuckle over it. And that's good and all. But your team is imploding. And you really haven't been playing that great as it is. I understand that, you know, better throws from your QBs, maybe your game looks a whole lot different, but pretty laissez-faire when you Olay'd that football and let the Tennessee Titans just pick it up out of nowhere. You know, and so I would just say maybe the jokey jokes, not this week.
Wow, okay.
Not this week.
All right.
Not this week. TNP.
TNP.
Isn't it? It's the same thing with Jimmy Butler, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not that Jimmy Butler is going to be Jimmy Butler, right?
Yep.
But Pat Riley, the reason he got so pissed is, hey, you're not playing. It's not that we don't love you. It's not like we don't understand and you can't let you be you. But as a mature adult, TNP, little time and place. And, you know, the more I sit back where it's like, oh, the Jalen Phillips news comes out yesterday. Here you have Jalen Phillips, who would give anything to go play football, right? Yeah. Pouring his heart out, you know, writing a whole post on social media. And it's like, man, that's a bummer. And then on the same, in the same website, minutes later, Tyreek Hill's going, LOL.
Okay. You know, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Like TNP. That's it. I'm not saying I'm not usually, you know, for me, I'm upset Jimmy Butler didn't show up with shenanigans on media day. I love shenanigans.
True.
But you just lost to the 0-3 Titans, dude. Like, you're trolling this week on trade news.
And it's not like we lost and you had a great game.
Right.
It kind of contributed.
You haven't given me my 200. Where's Cheetah doing Cheetah things? So it's fine. I don't want him out of here. I'm not here to call him a fat cat. You know.
Well, hold on.
Although I would like you to meet those allegations. They are out there,
okay,
Cheetah.
Okay.
All right. I am a Tyreek Hill fan. He has been tremendous. Watching this guy do his thing, he's voted the number one player in the NFL. Great. Got his munion. Happy for him. I would think yesterday, when Jalen Phillips is having one of the worst days of his career, your team is in the worst stretch that they've been in with you as a Miami Dolphin. 2 games under .500. You've never been here as a Miami Dolphin, and you being in that position, Cheetah. I would have put the jokey jokes away yesterday. Not the time. Even I understand time and place. You know, like when I do Nikola Jovic voice.
Okay. All right.
The time to do that is safely in the studio.
Okay.
It's not behind his back. I'm not making fun of him. I'm not making fun of him.
All right. Then why
and you guys want me to do a babushka voice in front of him?
If you're not making fun of him, there's no harm. Why not do it then?
I'm not making fun of him. Right, I don't know how he's going to take it. I don't even know if his grandmother's alive.
Thought it was his mom. Is it his mom?
Hard to say.
Oh, they sound alike. Okay. Yeah, okay, there's definitely a time and place for sure, but are you attempting to muzzle Tyreek?
I'm not attempting to muzzle him, but here's the thing. I'm not attempting to muzzle him because he's saying things that are just trying to get a rise out of people. If Tyreek Hill wanted to come out here and mother bleep Mike McDaniel and wanted to mother bleep the quarterbacks that they picked to replace Tua, fine. I'm all for the honesty. But he's actively trolling and lying in the midst of a game week where you guys are stinking up the joint. Not the time for the jokey jokes. Okay. That's all.
No, that's fair. Do you expect that same, and have you seen that same change from McDaniel? You think that, all right, McDaniel, you know, usually you got all these, write that down. I'm a big snack time.
Definitely less witty.
Less witty this
Definitely
week.
Less witty.
Okay.
Almost, you know, too depressing.
Ah.
Oh, he needs to pick himself up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Some people need to pick themselves up by their bootstraps a little bit. Right. And Mike McDaniel, right now, his bootstraps have him tied to the ground.
It's fair.
He's got to pick himself up by his bootstraps. What are the bootstraps?
I don't know, actually. Do they strap to the horse? Is that like... Because the boots don't have straps, do they?
I think they got those like little things.
Oh,
like,
in the back?
On the side.
Oh, the side.
You pull them up. Bootstraps.
Bootstraps. I looked that up. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps, huh? Yeah, you know, it wasn't until you brought up the idea of a Jalen Phillips injury that's currently going on.
It's the bad. Like, yesterday was a dark day for the Dolphins, right?
It was.
I get it. You're Tyreek Hill. You like to keep things fun and loose, right? Yeah. And then, oh, by the way, he's telling this whopper yesterday. Oh. I was trying to pump up my teammates on the sidelines.
You don't believe that?
No, you weren't.
Come on.
Get out of here, dude. I was trying to pump up my teammates. Yeah, you looked like you were real Tony Robbins out there. You looked super motivational.
Oh, yeah. Got him going. Got him really going.
He said even his mother, his mother sent him the video saying, what's going on here? So your mother doesn't know when you're being motivational and when you're being just pissed?
Man, we need some professional lip readers in this world, man. Because you know what's crazy? My mom sent me that same video. She was like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, nothing. Like, you know how I get it doing football, man. Just me motivating my teammates, me just showing my passion, man. And, you know, me just being a leader, man. You know, because... I mean, we want to win, man, and if 2-5 rolling or whoever rolling, I'm going to say keep that train rolling. Keep that train rolling. Keep feeding them, coach. Let's go. Let's go. See, look, if you read my lips right there, you probably think I said something crazy. You know what I'm saying? Put that on mute.
Minus one.
Oh, what?
For deception.
No way.
Yeah.
Minus one.
How do you think he...
For deception.
How do you know he didn't say that, though?
Come on, dude.
How do you know he didn't?
How do I know?
Why is he talking about?
Because, come on, dude.
2-5? Is that Jalen Wright?
That's Jalen Wright.
So he's saying Jalen Wright was rolling. That's what, yeah, you know.
For the run game was really rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the run game
was. He's yelling about giving the ball to Jalen Wright.
I'm sure he wasn't. I'm sure he wasn't. These bums can't get me the football. I'm sure that's not what it was. I'm sure it was keep it rolling. Like, dude, get out of here. What are we talking about? This dude is selling and telling whoppers.
That's unfortunate. You don't trust him.
It's not about trust.
I think he was doing his best. He was just trying to pump up the offense. Sometimes when you see your best player as emotional, it can motivate you.
Keep feeding that train. 9 carries for 32 yards. Rolling.
I mean, better than Achan.
Achan, 10 carries for 15 yards. I don't even know what vehicle you call that.
That's worse than all that.
Devon Achan, if Jalen Wright was a train and that was a train, Devon Achan is the rascal they give you at Publix.
that's exactly what he is. That's the only thing that he could be.
Anyway, TNP Cheetah, that's all I'm saying, dude. Still love you. Still a fan. But time and place. Back after this.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our favorite part of the day, where Marcos reaches into his mixed bag. Today, Marcos?
Well, good sir, we've been talking local while Leroy abandoned us. It's okay, back now. We missed you, buddy.
Caught me off guard there. I mean, listen, you know what? I understand the Dolphins' misery, but you know what I'm going through? Two cities. So
you know what you signed up for with Jay Crawford.
And so that becomes I'm going with you guys going through twice.
What do you got for us today, DeMarcus Hop Hop Corley?
Who's
DeMarcus Chop Chop Corley, famous boxer.
Oh, I don't know him, but I'll take it now that I know his name. Hurts my feelings, but...
Point for Toby!
Day three of the, by the way, first take, talking about Tyreek Hill getting off the Dolphins. Jesus.
Nothing else, huh? Nothing else?
Day three. Time and place,
Tyreek. They got a guy who actually said he wants to be off their team, and they're talking about a guy who...
They actually did that yesterday. I think the comparison was worse regret, Tyreek Hill leaving the Chiefs or Devontae Adams leaving the Packers. Today, it's just right. Should Tyreek Hill want to leave the Dolphins?
Definitely Devontae Adams, though, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's got to be.
What do you got today, Marcos?
Mike McDaniel spoke on... spoke on the number one story we've been talking about today, Jalen Phillips' injury. Just want to set the record straight. He still did beat science. As we mentioned earlier, he got injured from another player, Bills insider, Jordan Poyer.
Mole, dude.
But he's already doing what he needs to beat science yet again.
It's very positive and already work in the process. And, you know, as football goes, you have to... You have to prepare, you know, numerous people to fill a role like that. And I know the guys have a lot of motivation to accept that challenge because it's a great one.
All right. Well, the long road is ahead. Sucks. What else you got?
We saw a matchup for the ages this past Monday.
Ooh.
Between Leroy and Bam Adebayo,
sure.
And Domino's.
Mm.
But apparently there is another person in Bam Adebayo's scope that may be his next victim. This is live from the Bahamas.
Mm.
Bam Adebayo talks about playing Domino's against Jimmy Butler.
We haven't played since last year. We're gonna get a couple games in during training camp, though. So I'll let you know after.
All right. The showdown.
Think they're going to keep the same rules? Will there be
a... what are the rules going to be, Bam?
Oh, man.
Why do you keep bringing... You didn't have to bring it up.
We could have moved on today.
Sorry.
Hey, and what did Nico say? That's all I'm going to say.
Number one cheat.
Mm. All right.
That's what he said.
I got another one from Bam here.
Yep.
Talking about stepping into the record books.
Ooh.
Taking down the captain, Udonis Haslem, rebounding record this year.
You're almost going to pass Haslem soon for rebounds if he doesn't, you know, sneak in and get a couple games over you. How do you feel about that?
Oh, nah, he's done. Yeah, I'm breaking that. Yeah, it's over with for him.
He's not going to break it this year. He'll probably break it next year. Unless, like... He gets I think he has to get like 800 rebounds.
Wow.
I don't think he's going to do it this year.
Ten
most likely.
He's got a while, right?
Most likely next year. If he goes by his averages, I believe he'll pass him next year.
I mean, it's not crazy to get 10.
Which is quick, considering that UD played 20 years.
Let's say he plays 70 games, about 11 and a half rebounds a game, he can get that record.
He's what he's been asked to do now. He's not gonna get there.
Yeah. I remember looking this up because we asked him about something like that similarly. Because let's see, total rebounds. Yeah, Bam still
doesn't include playoff, does it?
No, he's a while away. He's like 1,600 rebounds away.
1,600.
Yeah.
Okay.
Udonis Haslem is
that's 3 years, dude. Three years.
Udonis Haslem is 5,791. Bam Adebayo, 4,275. Wow. He will probably pass everybody else this year, though. He will become second. Wow. He's got Dwayne Wade. He's about 200 from passing Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade, fourth all time in Heat rebounds.
Wow.
Ronnie Cicely is third, 4,544. The one that's going to be interesting is if he can catch Alonzo. Alonzo. 4,807. Mm. Bam Adebayo. Let's see. His rebounding totals last year.
4,807. That's crazy.
Last year, Bam Adebayo had 737 rebounds, and that was a career high in 71 games.
Wow.
So 10 a game.
Telling you.
So he, yeah. So if he has
3 years,
if he matches, yeah, if he matches this year, he's going to pass. He'll become number two, but he's not passing Josh Haslam.
And but here's the kicker, though. He's done it quicker than any of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Alonzo also played with another franchise. I don't know what Alonzo's total career was, but that's the Heat record.
Right.
What else you got?
Another team struggling in Florida. I'll actually be there this weekend for a little bit. Jacksonville. I know, right? The Jags head coach Doug Peterson wondering, has he lost the locker room?
No. I talk to these guys every day. I see them every day. And no, I have not lost the locker room. I think these guys have done everything I've asked. They know. They know what we need to do. And, you know, they're not making excuses for it. And I'm not going to make excuses. And we just got to go do it.
Here's the thing, though. No one ever knows that they lose the locker room. Yeah. The locker room knows that you lost the locker room.
That's exactly what
like that's how it works. Like all the time, a boss can be aloof and not realize that, hey, it's not going so great.
Yeah. True.
Leroy, have you ever been in a situation where the coach lost the locker room?
Yes, I have.
Ooh.
Let me tell you. My rookie year, Bud Carson was the head coach. And we were terrible. I'm talking 3-13 terrible. And it got to about the middle of the season.
Oof.
And there had been rumors, you know, there had been smuttering around the locker room that he was about to get fired. And it was on TV and the media were writing stories about, you know, who's going to be next and all this. And so one morning, a Monday morning, after a loss, of course, Bud Carson got up. He looked around and he said the words that are still in my brain to this day. Men, there's a lot of rumors about me getting fired, let go, losing the locker room. Let me be honest with you. If I'm out of here, I'm taking some of you sons of bitches with me. That's wow. What he said.
That's good.
So at that point,
wow,
I must confirm, yes, he lost the locker room.
Wow. He declared war against the locker room right there.
Oh, no. Hey, I never saw Bud again.
Okay. Did wow. he take anybody with him?
Nah, he wasn't there. but I will say this. It was like a 30-person turnover when Belichick came in the next year. Ah. So, yes.
Sound like the Marlins now.
Marlins fired.
I'll tell you what.
Marlins fired.
I was in the back dozing off, and then he said that, and I went, excuse me?
We'll take a quick break. Next hour coming on up. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Back after this. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.